我们读历代志的时候，一直要掌握着那一条路。
As we read Chronicles, we have to hold fast to that path.
就是当所罗门献殿以后。
That is after Solomon consecrated the temple.
神向他显现。给他所发说的那一番话
and the words which God spoke to him
神是信实的神
God is a faithful God
他在人的中间要寻找得着他所要寻找的
God is to seek after and gain which he is after
但是他也是非常忠实在他自己所说过的话
Yet God is also very faithful to his own spoken words
他说人在他面前寻求他，他一定纪念他们。
God says, if man seeks after him in his presence, he will remember them.
人在神面前背弃他，神一定管教他。
And God also said he will discipline those who forsake him.
神的管教乃是要把走迷了的人重新返回该走的路。
Yet the discipline of God is to restore once again those who have gone astray for them to be on the right path. We're able to see this fact linked throughout the books of Chronicles. Because the Chronicles evidently show us it is the daily journal, the recording of the work of God. Therefore, when we see the matters recorded in the Chronicles, we're able to take note of what God's decision is on, conclusion is on the things that take place.
我们上一次特别提到
Last time we especially made mention
如果你要看所罗门他所做的一切
If we want to see all the things which Solomon did
他所说的一切
All that which he spoke
他文字上所留下来的一切
All the writings he have left
都是很伟大的
They are very great
都是很有智慧的
It is full of wisdom
也可以说是很有见地
We can say that they are very wise
但是神给我们看到
But God does show us what God's view on Solomon is. It is not to see how much great things Solomon did. If God wants to see the great things which man does, then indeed the things which Solomon did for God is great. Not many can compare with him. Because he built the temple for God.
这是非常不得了的一件事。
This is something very great.
所以你无论从哪一方面来看所罗门。
Therefore, no matter what angle we view Solomon.
你都看到所罗门是走在前头的人。
We're able to see Solomon who is ahead.
但神怎么看他呢？
But how does God look at Solomon?
神没有在那里给他很多的批评的话。
God did not give him a lot of words of criticism there.
但是神这里历代志里头指出所罗门所带出来的结果。
But God does point out the result which Solomon brings forth.
什么结果呢？
What result is that?
以色列国分裂了。
That is, there is the division of the nation of Israel. Or in other words,
神的见证分裂了。
There is a division in the testimony of God.
说得严肃一点。
To be very strict,
神的见证破碎了。
There is a breaking, a shattering of the testimony of God.
谁造成这个光景呢？
And who created this?
所罗门。
It is Solomon.
虽然事情发生是在罗伯安的日子。
Even though the days occur in Rehoboam.
但是那个原因是从所罗门开始。
But the reason began with Solomon.
并且是也是因着所罗门在神面前背弃了神的路而引出来的结果。
It is also the result of Solomon forsaking the path of God that is brought forth.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在历代志里头，神把他怎么来看地上的事的那一个根据或者说那个原则向我们解开了。
The Chronicles reveal to us the principle in which the way God views the matters on this earth.
也让我们今天要学习这一个。
It also allows for us to learn this.
我们不是看那个工作的范围有多大。
It is not for us to feel how broad the boundaries of the work is.
在人眼前成功到一个什么高的地步。
Or what degree of success we have before man.
我们是要留意的。
We must take note.
是神的旨意有没有给打岔。
Is whether the will of God has been interrupted or not.
神的计划有没有给阻挡。
Whether the plan of God is hindered.
神要做的事情有没有给损害。
Or the matters which God wants to be done, have it been harmed.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他是按照他自己的话来显明他手中的工作。
God manifests the work of his hand according to his own work.
那所罗门过去了。
Now after Solomon passed,
他的儿子罗伯安接上来。
Then his son Rehoboam succeeded him.
那罗伯安这一个王啊。
Now this king,
当然他是承接了那个承担了那个以色列的分裂的那个眼见的责任。
Of course, Rehoboam bore the visible responsibility of the division of Israel.
但是呢,
Yet,
神很清楚地给他知道,
God clearly shows him
以色列的见证应当是一个,
that the testimony of Israel ought to be one.
但是现在分裂成了两个,
now there is a division to two.
但是两个的分开呢, 那个就不知不能再说是神的见证。
Since there is this division to two, no longer can it be considered the testimony of God.
因为不是神起初要做的。
Because this is not what God's intended work is.
那罗伯安在南北两个国家分开以后，
After the division of the northern and southern kingdom,
他已曾召聚犹大人，要准备把十个支派的人或者十个支派的地都要拿回来。
Rehoboam had gathered all the people together ready to take back the 10 tribes or the land that was divided.
所以从十一章开始我们就看到南北国分裂以后罗伯安这边的反应。
Therefore, we can see after the division into the two kingdoms, we can see the response of Rehoboam.
第一节那里就开始这样说。
Verse 1 there it says,
罗伯安来到耶路撒冷，召聚犹大家和便雅悯家，共十八万人，都是挑选的战士，要与以色列人征战，好将国夺回，再归自己。
And when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he gathered of the house of Judah and Benjamin 144,000chosen men which were warriors to fight against Israel that he might bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam.
那弟兄姊妹，我们看中文圣经在这里翻出来说归他自己。
In the Chinese translation it says that so he can bring the kingdom back to himself, back again to Rehoboam.
那是很准确的。
That is very accurate.
那是说出了他整个的这一个大动作的动机。不是为着神的见证。
We can see then his initiative or his motive, it is not for God.
乃是为着他的自己。
It is for himself.
但是我们先撇开这一个不管他。
Now we'll just put that aside first.
我们要留意神在犹大人当中神做了一件什么事。
We have to take note, what did God do amongst the Jews?
当罗伯安在召聚犹大国的勇士的时候，
Now as Rehoboam gathered all the warriors of the kingdom,
我们看到在犹大国里头只有犹大支派和便雅悯支派。
We can see that in the kingdom of Judah there's only the two tribes of Judah and Benjamin.
那这个是神老早宣告的。
This is what God has already proclaimed long ago.
他写着先知跟耶罗伯安说话的时候已经指出了。
When God had the prophet speak to Rehoboam, he has already pointed this forth.
他说我把十个支派给你。
He says, I will give you the 10 tribes.
我只留下一个支派给犹大。
I will only leave one tribe for Judah.
是犹大的南边的这一个国实际上是两个支派。
Therefore, the two southern kingdoms are only consist of two tribes.
和少数的以色列人。
and the minority of the Israelites.
我们注意这一件事情。
We take note of this matter.
神把神哪一个支派留给犹大呢？
Which tribe did God have remained with Judah?
便雅悯。
It's the tribe of Benjamin.
那边为什么神把便雅悯支派留给犹大呢？
Now why did God allow for Benjamin to be left with Judah?
西面支派还在犹大的南方。
Even for the tribe of Simeon, who is south of the tribe of Judah.
那神为什么不把西面支派也留下来？
Why is it that God did not allow for the tribe of Simeon to remain with Judah?
却是把便雅悯留下来。
Yet kept Benjamin with Judah.
当然，如果我们要看见一点
，Of course, if we want to look at that point,
也许会有很多复杂的事情在那里。
There may be many complex matters.
如果我们不把它弄得很复杂
，Now we don't want to make this very complex.
我们只是把几个一两个那个比较明显的点。点一下
We'll just point out a couple of the more evident points.
神没有把西面支派给犹大
God did not allow for the tribe of Simeon to belong to Judah.
那是应验西面支派所接受的咒诅
That is to fulfill the prophecy of the curse of the tribe of Simeon.
那是雅各所宣告的
That is what was proclaimed by Jacob.
因为他们在世间杀人的那件事情太过分了。
That is because of their massacre in Shechem, which was too much.
所以他们虽然按照神的选召来说，他们是可以在以色列地承受产业。
Therefore, even though according to the arrangement of God, Simeon was able to bear inheritance in the land of Israel.
但是那个咒诅是说出西面支派要分散在。以色列的弟兄们的中间。
But the curse was that for the tribe of Simeon, they will be scattered throughout the tribes of their brethren.
那个意思就是说，他们是没有条件去承受产业。
In other words, that is to say, they are not qualified to inherit the inheritance.
他们这个支派只能散居在其他的支派的。
This particular tribe can only be scattered throughout the inheritance of the other tribes.
当然接受这个咒诅的还有利未。
Of course, it was also Levi who bore the same curse.
利未因着在拜金牛犊的那一件事上面，他站在神的一边。
But the tribe of Levi, because they stood on the side of God regarding the matter of the worship of the calf.
神就把他们选召出来为与神。
God chose them out and separated them out in order for them to serve God.
所以他们也不承受地业。
Therefore, the tribe of Levi also do not have the inheritance of the land.
在那个咒诅的内容上面来说，一点都没有减少。
In the content of the curse itself, that does not change.
但在形式上面就有点改变了。
Yet in the format, there is some difference.
西面呢，支派呢，就形式和内容都没有改变。
For the tribe of Simeon, the format, the form, and the curse itself did not change at all.
那所以虽然西面是在犹大的南方
，and even though the tribe of Simeon is south of the tribe of Judah，
按地理来说，它是应该归于犹大。
According to geography, they ought to belong to the kingdom of Judah.
但神没有把西面支派给犹大。
But God did not allow for the tribe of Simeon to belong to Judah.
神只是把便雅悯支派给犹大。
God only gave the tribe of Benjamin to Judah.
那便雅悯支派，他凭什么神点中他归于犹大呢？
Now then, according to what can the tribe of Benjamin be appointed to belong to Judah?
按人来看，便雅悯支派在那个日子并不能说是很长的一个支派。
According to man, the tribe of Benjamin during those days cannot be considered a strong tribe.
弟兄姊妹们读四世纪的时候，你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the book of Judges, we know.
这一个支派差一点都给消灭掉了。
This tribe was almost destroyed.
所以你看到便雅悯支派的时候，你留意后来数点民数便雅悯支派是很少人的 一个支派。
Therefore, if we took note when the census was taken, then we can see what a few in number the tribe of Benjamin is.
这和四世纪所发生的历史是有点关联。
Of course, this is connected to the history that is recorded in the book of Judges.
那当他们进入迦南以后
，when they entered the land of Canaan,
他们分产业。
They divided the land.
而神说你们将就来分。
God says you will divide the land by lot.
但是又有一个条例在那里。
There's also the statute though.
人多的就多分给他们。
Those who are greater in number will have a greater portion of the land.
人数少的就少分给他们。
Those few in number will have a fewer portion of the land.
便雅悯是人数少的支派。
The tribe of Benjamin is few in number.
那所以他们分到的地业也是很少的。
Therefore, the portion of land that was divided to them was very small.
那现在你就看到了。
Then you can see.
神留给犹大的是一个又小又少的支派。
The tribe and the land which got left to Judah was small both in numbers.
你说神为什么不留下一个大一点的支派给犹大呢？
You may question why is it God did not remain a greater tribe for the tribe of Judah.
因为十二个支派里头，两个支派啊，只是五分一。
Now, if you look at the 12 tribes, 2 out of 12 is only a 1/5.
或者说是五比一。
Or the ratio, the proportion is 5-1.
用支派来算是五比一。
If you look at the ratio, then it's 5-1.
用土地的面值或者说人口的就是数字来说的话。也许连五分一五比一的也没有。
If you look at the population or the portion of the land, it probably is even greater than 5-1 ratio.
但是为什么神做这样的一件事呢？
Then you might question, why is it God did this?
神从来没有告诉我们说为什么把便雅悯支派留下给犹大。
Of course, God never told us why he left the tribe of Benjamin to Judah.
不过我们可以稍微这样猜想一下。
But we can somewhat guess.
虽然这个猜想不能说是一定是准确。
Even though we cannot say that this guess is absolutely correct.
但是确实有一个可以接受的原则在那里。
But there are principles in this guess that we can accept.
我们简单的来提。
Simply say,
不错。便雅悯在犹大的支派的排行上面是最小的。
Yes, the tribe of Benjamin, according to the order of the tribes of Israel, they are the smallest.
他不是老几，他是老十二。
They are not the great in this order of their birth, but they're the last one.
最小的儿子。
They're the youngest son.
那人数呢也是小。
They're also the fewest in population.
很少很少。
They have a small population.
土地的面积呢也是比较小。
The area of the land is also small.
那神把这个给犹大。
God gave this to Judah.
为什么？
Why?
当然弟兄姊妹，首先你就想到一件事情。
Of course, brothers and sisters, first of all, we'll think of this.
那是耶路撒冷的问题。
That is the issue of Jerusalem.
因为耶路撒冷是在便雅悯的地业上当中。
Because Jerusalem is in the land, the area in the land belonging to Benjamin.
我们常常有一个错觉，以为耶路撒冷是犹大支派的地方。
Many times we have this misconception thinking the city of Jerusalem belongs in the land of Judah.
耶路撒冷不是犹大的地业。
No, Jerusalem is not in the land belonging to Judah.
它是便雅悯的地业。
Judah belongs to the inheritance of Benjamin. Even though it's very close to Judah.
甚至可以说就是在犹大的边界上。
Even to a point we say it's on the border of Judah.
但是它不是犹大的地业。
But Jerusalem does not belong to Judah.
那所以神把便雅悯给犹大留下。
Therefore, God allowed Benjamin to be left for Judah.
肯定这个是其中一个原因。
Most confidently, this is one of the reasons.
因为神不单是选中犹大做以色列的那个为首的支派。
Because God not only chose Judah to be the head of all the tribes of Israel.
他也选召了大卫作为承接以色列的王那个宝座的那一个家族。
God also chose the family of David to be the family that will inherit the line of Israel.
但是同时神也拣选了耶路撒冷作为他名下的城。
Yet at the same time, God chose the city of Jerusalem to be the city that bears his name.
那所以从这一个关系上面来说，那神把便雅悯留下给犹大， 我们可以有点领会。
Therefore, for this reason, this connection, we can have some understanding why God left Benjamin to Judah.
但是另外的一个，还有一个可考虑的呢。
But there's other things which we can consider.
因为从以色列十二个支派的里头。
Because in the 12 tribes of Israel,
只有这两个支派产生过做王的人。
There are only these two tribes that had a king come forth.
或者我们说是这两个是做王的支派。
Or we can say that these two tribes have, are tribes having the kingship.
便雅悯支派有个犹大，有个扫罗。
For the tribe of Benjamin, there was Saul.
犹大支派就有大卫家。
For the, there's David from the house of Judah.
当然这个并不是最重要。
Of course, this is not the most important reason.
也许有点意思，但是不一定是有什么作用。
Perhaps there's some meaning in that, but there's not a great function in that.
但是在我个人的一个感觉上面来说。
But in my personal feeling,
我稍微看中了这一个事实。
I somewhat would lean forth toward this particular fact.
什么事实呢?
What fact is that?
那我们了解以色列原来是一个。
Now we can take note that Israel is one.
现在分裂成两个。
Now there's two.
神的见证在这里已经受了损害。
The testimony of God there has been damaged.
但是在这个受了损害的以后的局面呢?
Now in this situation amongst the damage.
北边的以色列是用人的眼睛来看是强大的。
In man's view, northern Israel is strong.
南边的犹大国呢，在人的眼中看来呢，是比较没有那么强大的。
In man's view, the southern kingdom, of course, is not as strong.
不能说它是弱，但是它的确是没有北国那么强大。
We cannot consider it weak, but of course in comparison, we cannot say it is as strong as the northern kingdom.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们要留意。
But brothers and sisters, we must take note.
虽然这两个国分裂成了两个国。
Now even though this nation has divided into two kingdoms,
但是我们很明显地看到。
Very apparently we can see.
这是大卫的缘故。
For the sake of David,
神所特别顾念的仍然是犹大。
God's special favor is still on Judah.
神的见证仍然是摆放在犹大。
The testimony of God is still placed upon Judah.
那为什么摆放在犹大呢?
Now why is it with Judah?
固然因为有大卫的宝座。
Of course, there's the throne of David.
同时也有圣殿在那里。
At the same time, the temple is there.
再有。
And
这两个支派在与神的关系上面来说是比北边那十个支派要好一点。
The relationship which these two tribes have with God is better than the ten tribes, their relationship with God.
我用一个这样的数字来给弟兄姊妹留意。
Now I'll use this number, for brothers and sisters to take note of.
有一个弟兄啊，他做了一个这样的统计。
Now there's this brother who made this, summary. The statistics.
这两个国家分开了以后
After the division of this nation,
以色列的那一边有好多个王，十几个王经过。
Well, there are many kings of the northern kingdom, over a dozen.
但是十几个王里头没有一个是好王。
Yet, of this more than a dozen kings, not one is considered a good king.
他给他的那个评语就是坏王。
The evaluation of this brother is that they were bad kings.
那犹大这一边呢?
Now, for the kingdom of Judah,
王的数字也不会少太多。
The number of kings who reigned was similar to the northern kingdom.
平均来说呢，也不能说是完全都很好。
In general, you cannot say all of the kings were good.
但是这个弟兄就做出来的那一个统计的就是。
But the statistic which this brother came up with was
在犹大这方面还能找出五个好王。
On the side of Judah, you can find five good kings.
也能找出，我一下记不清了，这一个是七个还是多少？不坏又不好的王。
I forgot all the exact numbers, but somewhat like you can find seven kings that were neutral, not good or not bad.
然后其余的有好些个就是坏王。
And then the remaining, of course, they were considered bad kings.
那这是他们属灵的历史。
This is their spiritual condition.
虽然那个历史是在以后的日子发生。
Of course, this history takes place later on.
但是在神的鉴察的里头，神老早就看到这些事情是怎么来发生。
But of course, in the examination of God, God has already foreseen these matters.
所以虽然是因为他们背弃神的见证，因此神让他们分裂。
Therefore, even though it is because they forsook the testimony of God that God allowed for them to divide,
在这个分裂的状况的底下，
in this condition of their division,
神的心还是放在犹大。
God's heart is still placed upon Judah.
因为有这几个因素在这里。
Because there's these several factors there.
那如果我们把这几个因素归纳起来呢？
Now, if we're to conclude these factors,
我们就会看到有一件很原则性的事实在这里。
We'll see a matter that has to do with principle.
乃是说，
That is,
神留下便雅悯支派给犹大，
God allowed for the tribe of Benjamin to belong to Judah，
乃是让人学习一个属灵的功课，就是脱离眼见。
It is to allow for man to learn the spiritual lesson, which is to depart away from that which is visible，
而把注意力放在究竟神的见证在哪里。
And to put our focus and attention uponWhere, in fact, is the testimony of God.
神的见证不一定在那个又大又强的那个北国。
God's testimony is not, you cannot just consider the testimony of God to be in the northern kingdom, which is bigger and stronger and greater.
按人来看，应当是在北国。
According to man, yes, it should be in the northern kingdom.
但神就让我们看，不是在北国。
But God allows for us to see, no, it is not in the northern kingdom.
不在北国在哪里？
If it is not in the northern kingdom, where is it? It is in the southern kingdom.
你说南国又小又少。
You say that southern kingdom is smaller and is not as strong.
它怎么可以是神的见证？
How could it be that that is the testimony of God?
但是不在乎这些外边的。
But it's not dependent on these outward things.
而在乎那个实际的光景。
But to see what the condition is in reality.
那神在那里显明他的纪念。
There God manifests as his remembrance.
神的见证就在那里。
That is where the testimony of God is.
那我们掌握了这一个点。
Now if we hold fast to this point.
我们现在来看罗伯安做王的时候，神的见证怎么显出在犹大。
Then we can see during the reign of Rehoboam, how did the testimony of God manifest in the tribe, in the kingdom of Judah.
不过我要特别说明这一点。
But I must especially point out this point.
在人的眼见的里头，
in man's view,
神的见证是分裂了。
The testimony of God is divided.
但是在神的心思和等候里，
But in the heart of God, in his awaiting,
以色列仍然是神的见证一个。
Israel is still the testimony of God. There's only one.
神没有让这个分裂的形式来接受一个从一个变成两个的事实。
God did not allow for this form of the division that his testimony would be divided from one to two.
神仍然是看他们是一个。
God still views them as one.
并且这样的一个见证的分裂是暂时的。
And the division of this testimony is only temporary.
有时间性的。
It is limited in time.
时间到了。
And the fullness of time.
这两个分裂的国家要再重新合为一。
Then these two divided kingdoms will again become one.
弟兄姊妹，我前不久才读过撒迦利亚书。
Brothers and sisters, not long ago did we read the book of Zechariah.
弟兄姊妹应该还记得。
Brothers and sisters, you ought to still remember.
在末了的日子神要把这一个阶段的杖重新接起来。
God once again will put together the staff which was divided.
那就是说到这件事。
That is speaking of this matter.
那现在我们来看。
Now if we look at this.
怎么在 人眼中看为分裂的那个光景里边，神仍然看他们是一个。
How can we view God's view on this divided condition that He still looks at it as one?
当罗伯安召聚了犹大人要来把国夺回来的时候
，When Rehoboam gathered all the people ready to regain the kingdom for himself，
神就差遣先知示玛雅去告诉。
God sent the prophet Shemaiah to tell Rehoboam.
他说,
he says,
你, 第三节,
verse
3, 你去告诉所罗门的儿子犹大王罗伯安和住犹大便雅悯的以色列众人说,
Speak unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all Israel in Judah and Benjamin, saying,
耶和华如此说你们不可上去与你们的弟兄征战各归各家去吧因为这事是出于我
Thus said of the Lord ye shall not go up nor fight against your brethren return every man to his house for this thing is done of me
那弟兄姊妹你现在就看到在神借着先知和犹大众人说的话的里边你看到两件事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, from the word which God spoke through the prophet Shemaiah, you can see two things.
在人的眼见的里头，以色列是分裂了。
In man's view, Israel is divided.
但神告诉犹大人说
，But God tells the people of Judah saying,
你们不要跟弟兄们打仗。
Do not go up to fight against your brethren.
谁的弟兄
？Whose brethren？
你们的弟兄。
Your brethren.
第四节。
Verse 4.
耶和华如此说你们不可上去与你们的弟兄征战。
Thus said of the Lord, you shall not go up nor fight against your brethren.
外面的形式是分开的。
The external form, there is division.
但是那个实在神面前那个实际呢
?But the reality before God,
仍然神看他们是一个。
God still sees them as one.
你们的弟兄。
Your brethren.
不要去跟你们的弟兄去征战。
Do not fight against your brethren.
个人回家去吧。
Every man return to your own house.
这个是头一件事。
That is the first thing.
第二件事情我们要留意神说的。
Second thing, we have to take note what God says.
神说这个事情是出于我。
God says, this thing is done of me.
虽然按人看来那一个分裂是人的愚昧所造成的。
Even though according to man's view, this is done because of man's foolishness.
但是神说是我允许的。
But God says, I allowed it.
甚至说得更准确一点。
Even to be more accurate.
是我主动要做的。
God says, it is I who initiated it.
不但是我允许这个事情。
Not only did I allow for this thing to happen.
并且我是用是我造成这个事情要发生。
But I have made this to come to pass.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们留意到这一件事情的时候。
If we take note of this matter.
我们立刻就留意了。
Immediately we'll see.
那为什么
？Why？
犹大国在神的面前蒙神的纪念是比北国清楚。
The remembrance of the southern kingdom of Judah is more evident than the northern kingdom.
因为在这里你就看到一件事。
Here you can see.
当神差遣先知这样告诉他们的时候
，When God sent the prophet to speak to them，
他们就。服下来了。
They obeyed.
他们就隔回国家去。
They all returned to their homes.
他们就不去跟耶罗波安征战了。
They did not go up to fight against Jeroboam.
弟兄姊妹们回应上头。
Brothers and sisters, it echoes
what's said. 罗波安起兵的那个原因。
To the reason why Rehoboam wanted to gather the people.
他要把国夺回归自己。
He wanted to gather the kingdom back for himself.
现在神说不要动这个干锅。
Now God says, do not have this fight.
因为这件事情是我做的。
Because this thing is done of me.
好了，弟兄姊妹们。
Now brothers and sisters.
在这里，你一面看见犹大的服神的权柄。
On the one hand, we see that Judah submits to the authority of God.
另一方面，你也看见。
On the other hand, we can see.
神借着这样的一件事情。
Through this matter.
在那里间接的给犹大一个提醒。
God indirectly gives this reminder to Judah.
让他们要思想一个很严肃的问题。
So that they will consider a very solemn matter.
如果神没有 说这个话。
If God did not say these.
人的眼中和心思里。
Then in man's view and their thoughts.
他们看到这个分裂 就是人的问题。
They see this division, it is because of man's problem.
就是耶罗波安在那里搞鬼。
It is because of Jeroboam and what he did.
他在那里做了一些的工作。
And that Jeroboam did some work there.
把十个支派的人搞翻了。
To stir up the ten tribes.
那按人看来是这个。
According to man, that's what we see.
或者你翻过这边来。
Oh, we see it the other side.
那是耶罗波安的政策太糟糕了。
That is because of the politics or the decisions of Jeroboam was too bad.
把十个支派逼走了。
That he forced the ten tribes away.
那在人的眼中看来，不是这个就是这个。
In man's view, it's either this way or that way, this reason or that reason.
但是在这里说，都不是。
God says here, no, that's none of it.
是我做的。
I did it.
为什么神做的？
Why did God do it?
以色列人，他们听见，也许不一定那么有直接的反应。
For the Israelites, if they heard it, perhaps they would not have a very direct response.
但是犹大人，尤其是罗伯安，他听起来的时候，他里面该有一些很直接的反应。
But for the people of Judah or Rehoboam, when they hear it, they should have a very direct response.
是神做这件事。
God did this matter.
那神为什么做这个事呢？
Why did God do this then?
那他们就会很自然的就给带到两件事上去回想。
Very easily, they'll be brought to two things to consider and be reminded.
看这两件事啊，我们读历代志的时候，我们反复会指出来的。
I think when we read the Chronicles, we'll point these two things out repeatedly.
第一个是《生命记》。
The first thing is in Deuteronomy.
第二个就是刚才我们一开始就在提的那一个神上所罗门所说的那番话。
And the second thing is what we mentioned just previously, the words which God spoke to Solomon.
那现在以色列分裂了。
Now there's division in Israel.
神说这个事情是他做的。
God says he did it.
那神为什么他要做这个事呢？
Now why did God do this?
是神自己来破坏自己的见证吗？
Did God himself break his own testimony?
是神自己在那里拆毁他所要建造的吗？
Did God himself destroy what he wants to be built?
当然神不甘心做这样的事。
Of course God is not willing to do such a thing.
但是现在你看见神不能不做这样子。
But here we see God must take this action.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他的子民按照没有留意神的警告。
Because his people did not pay attention to his warning.
都跑到与神做对头的那个方面去了。
And they forsook God and went the opposite way of God.
所以神就按照他从前的宣告来显明这样的一个事实。
Therefore, God, according to what he has proclaimed, manifested this action.
那因此对犹大来说，
therefore for Judah,
这是一个很虽然不是直接，但是却是一个很间接的给他们的一个提醒。
Even though for Judah it was not a very direct reminder, but indirectly it reminds them.
而你们要回想，
you must recall,
为什么神会允许这个事情发生在你们中间。
Why is it that God allowed for this to happen to you?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
以色列人当时就停止不跟，犹大人当时就停止不跟以色列人打仗了。
Then the people of Judah stopped and did not fight against Israel.
但是我们看以后的历史。
But if we look at the history later,
犹大跟以色列是不住的在那里打仗。
Judah and Israel has continuous battles.
那所以呢？
Therefore,
我们就看到了。
We can see,
罗伯安的日子。
In the days of Rehoboam,
起初的时候。
At the beginning,
好了，不打了。
Okay,
人不要我们打，我们就不打了。
We won't fight since God doesn't want us to fight.
但是他来打我们的时候怎么办？
But what if Israel fights against us?
我们要防卫的。
We have to defend ourselves.
所以就看到接下去犹大就在那里建筑了一个防线。
Therefore, you can see then Judah built their defense.
你留意这个地点都是差不多和以色列国边界接靠近的地方。
Of course, if we take note of these cities, they are near the boundary with against the kingdom of Israel.
你留意到那里的记载，完全是为了那个战备来建设这些地区。
if we look at these things, it is all built for defense and to fortify the strongholds.
好了，现在神的记录转到另一方面去了。
Now then, we can see the recording of God turns to a different direction. That's starting with verse 13.
就说到一个事情在北国那边发生了。
Speaks of a matter that took place in the northern kingdom.
在历代志里头没有记载那个原因。
In Chronicles, it does not record for us the reason.
但是在列王记那边就是。记载的非常的清楚。
But in Kings, this reason is recorded very clearly.
以罗伯安做完了以后
，After King, Jeroboam was king.
很快他就忘记了是神要做这件事情。
Very quickly he forgot it is God who wants this done.
所以他就想到自己了。
So Jeroboam thought of himself.
他说
，He says,
神的圣殿在犹大。
Now the kingdom, the temple of God is in Judah.
反正每年都要去犹大。去过节
then the people every year has to go there for their annual feast.
大祭司也是在那边。
The high priest is there.
百姓去多了。
If the people go there too much,
感情就倾向了犹大。
Their emotions will be toward Judah.
也许他们会翻过来来对付我。
Perhaps they will turn around and deal with me.
所以必须把他们和犹大那边的关系切断的。清清楚楚。
Therefore, we must cut out severe our relationship there very evidently.
那人的想法都是这样。
Of course, man's way naturally will think this.
所以他就造了两个金牛犊。
So he made two calves.
就说这个就是神。
And said, this is God.
他要北边十个国十个支派的人去拜这个金牛犊。
And he wants the 10 kingdoms of the northern a kingdom to worship this calf.
因为要拜这些金牛犊，他要另外设立祭司。
So in order to worship these calves, he has to ordain other priests.
所以同时他要拒绝利未支派的人来做耶和华的祭司。
Therefore, at the same time, he rejected the Levites to be the priests of God.
所以他就不允许利未人在那边来提起耶和华。
Therefore, he did not allow for the Levites to mention anything about God.
更不允许他们在那边来服侍耶和华。
He did not allow for them to serve God.
那所以结果就造成一个情形。
And this is what happened.
十个支派里边的利未人都涌回犹大来了。
All the Levites of the ten northern kingdom went back to Judah.
当然他们这一个迁徙啊，是很不简单。
Of course, they're moving here. It's very simple.
但是形势逼着他们不能不逃到南国。
But it is the circumstances that force them that they must flee to the southern kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，你注意十六节。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 16.
以色列各支派中，凡立定心意寻求耶和华以色列神的。都随从利未人来到耶路撒冷祭祀耶和华他们的神主列祖的神。
And after them, out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek the Lord God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice unto the Lord God of their fathers.
所以那个时候不但是利未人回来。
So at that time, not only did the Levites return,
也有很少数敬畏神的十个支派的人也回来。
There was also the minority who feared God. They also returned.
那弟兄姊妹现在看到了。
Now brothers and sisters, you can see.
刚才我们提到。
We have mentioned.
在形式上他们是分成两个。
In format, they are divided into two.
但是呢，眼中仍然是看南国是神的见证。
But in God's view, he still looks upon the southern kingdom as his testimony. Why?
因为除了犹大、便雅悯。和利未支派以外
because besides Judah, Benjamin and the Levites
还有少数的其他那九个支派的人都来了
there are also people in minority who feared him from the ten tribes that also came
我们感谢神
we thank God
不过这个我是只是点一点点一下而已
of course I would just slightly point this out
我点这一个的目的在哪里呢
why did I point this out
用姊妹你注意
brothers and sisters take note
当两个国家分裂了以后
when these two kingdoms were divided
起初犹大的光景是蛮好的
at the beginning the condition of Judah was very good
那蛮好是因为罗伯安王敬尊重神吗
was it because Rehoboam fear God?
因为上面神说你不要打你们的弟兄回家去吧。
Because God said, don't fight against your brethren, go home.
他都听话了。
They obeyed.
那所以因为罗伯安王听话，所以神在犹大这一边就显明神的恩待了。
Is it because of the obedience of Rehoboam that God shows his favor to the southern kingdom?
当然不可能是这样。
Of course, this is not the reason.
如果这个也能成为那个真相的话， 我想那刚才我提的那个弟兄不会把罗伯安王列在坏王的里头的一个。
If that was the reason, then what I mentioned about this brother's statistics, he would not have listed Rehoboam as considering him as a bad king.
那我们就要来看了。Then
we must see what the reason is.
那犹大在分裂了以后，
Now after the division,
他们在神面前的确是蒙纪念。
The condition of Judah, yes, they were remembered by God.
原因在哪里？
Where's the reason then?
不是罗伯安王。
It is not because of King Rehoboam. Why?
是这一批人。
It is this group of people.
弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
所有的祭司利未人都回到耶路撒冷。
All the priests, the Levites returned to Judah.
北边十个支派敬畏神的人也回到耶路撒冷。
All the people who fear God in the northern kingdom also returned.
弟兄姊妹留意17节。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 17.
这样。
So,
什么这样?
Therefore, why?
就是这些敬畏神的人都回到犹大这一边。
It is because of these group of people who fear God that returned to Judah.
这样。
Therefore,
就坚固犹大国,
therefore they strengthened the kingdom of Judah,
使所罗门的儿子罗伯安长盛,
and made Rehoboam the son of Solomon strong for 3 years.
弟兄姊妹你留意到,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
起初犹大的, 在神面前继续的蒙数算蒙纪念,
at the beginning the kingdom of Judah was remembered and counted.
不是因为罗伯安,
it is not because of Rehoboam.
而是因为这些心归向神的人。
It is because of this group of people whose hearts were toward God.
这些人都没有名字。
This group were unnamed.
这些人用比例来说数字也不大。
In ratio, this group was a minority.
但是他们有一件事情很重要。
But there's one thing that's very important about them.
他们敬畏神。
They feared God.
那就是这一批敬畏神的人。
And it's this group who feared God.
他们把整个犹大国都带起来。
They were able to lift the entire kingdom of Judah.
但是很可惜。
Unfortunately,
王不敬畏神。
The king did not fear God.
神的百姓所带来 所带进来的那一个蒙福,
the blessing which the people brought about,
就维持了不太久,
it was only sustained for a short period,
三年,
3 years,
三年过去,
after 3 years,
那就完了,
it is over.
罗伯安王做完17年,
Rehoboam reigned for 17 years.
只有3年在神面前蒙纪念。
Only 3 years was that remembered by God.
但3年在神蒙纪念也不是因着他。
And these 3 years that was remembered by God was not because of him.
乃是那些回到耶路撒冷来的那些敬畏神的人。
It was because of this group of people who returned to Judah.
在这3年里头他们遵行大卫
in these 3 years, they walked in the way of David and Solomon.
当然我们说遵行大卫的道这个没有难处。
Of course, if we say they walked in the way of David, there's no issue with that.
但是遵行所罗门的道, 那这个我们又会觉得有点难处。
Then perhaps we might find it difficult to accept that they walked in the way of Solomon.
你说所罗门不是也堕落了吗?
You say, then Solomon also fell?
这个是事实。
That is a fact.
但是从整所罗门的一生来说,
but throughout the life of Solomon,
他建造圣殿这件事情,
this matter of him building the temple,
神永远放在他的纪念的底下,
God will forever put this in his remembrance.
虽然所罗门在圣经里头没有记载他晚年有没有悔改,
even though in the scriptures it did not record for us in Solomon's latter days if he repented or not.
我们可以透过所罗门在圣经里边所写下的那些文字来注意到他晚年的确是对属地的事情失望了，灰心了，放淡了。
Of course, we can see from the writings of Solomon, his heart toward the earthly matters in his latter days was of disappointment, discouragement, and of no interest.
特别是传道书最末了的那一句话。
Especially in the last words of Ecclesiastes.
这一切总意就是要叫你敬畏耶和华。
And the sum of it all is for you to fear God.
但这里呢也提就提到了。
Here it also mentions.
那三年犹大因为也遵循所罗门的道。
These 3 years because they also walked in the way of Solomon.
所以神就在他们中间显出神对他们的纪念。
Therefore, God manifested His remembrance of them.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们实在看到一件事情。
We can see one thing.
从大的形式来说。
In the greater picture,
以色列是落在一个分裂的光景。
Israel was in a condition of division.
但在神的那一方面。
But as for God,
神仍然没有放弃他的见证。
God did not forsake his testimony.
只要在哪里有少数的人，
as long as there is a few in number who still seek after God,
神就显明他的祝福在哪。
God will manifest his blessing there.
我们更感谢主的。
Even more so we thank the Lord.
因为在这些事上面，
because in these matters,
特别显明我们的神的他的性情，或者说说的重一点，他的性格。
It especially makes known the nature or the character of God.
当然这个我的意思绝没有鼓说那样就鼓励我们可以随意的去犯罪。
Of course, I'm not saying that we can do whatever we want and sin.
我们首先要确定神不以万不以有罪为无罪的这一个点。
First, we must make sure of this point that God will not count sin as sinless.
但是你有罪了，怎么办？
But the fact is, if we have sinned, what do we do?
如果神只是万不以有罪为无罪，
if God does not count sinless that which has sinned,
那就没有一个人在神面前有路可走。
Then no one will have a way to God.
但我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
人可以在神的面前给神许多的难堪。
Even though man will cause many difficulties for God,
但是只要有一天他肯在神面前悔改。
But as long as there's one day that sinner will repent before God,
转过来归向神。
To return to God,
就因着那么一点一点。
Is because just because of that point,
也许那一个点是不是很大的一点。
Even though it may not be a very great point,
但是今那一点确实是让这个人转回归向神。
But it's because of that point, that turning point, that the person returns to God.
神的纪念就在那里，很清楚的就显出来。
The remembrance of God will be manifested there very evidently.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那好了。
Now,
当罗伯安做王的那一段时间。
During the reign of Rehoboam.
除了这一听话不与以色列人打仗。
Aside from the fact that they obey and did not fight against the Israelites,
他没有一件事情在神面前给神记录下来是神欣赏的。
There is not one thing recorded of Rehoboam that was admired by God.
甚至
even to a point,
神给他管教
when God disciplined him,
他有了一点点的苏醒。
He has a little bit of being awakened,
但是却没有回转。
Yet he did not return.
那是接上十二章。
That is in chapter 12 we can see.
不过在你没有我们没有看看见十二章的时候。
But before we get into chapter 12,
我想弟兄姊妹特别你留意。
I want brothers and sisters to pay attention.
十一章的末了。
At the end of chapter 11,
就记载了罗伯安的一件事。
There's one thing that we recorded of Rehoboam.
这一件事情
this matter
如果我们不是很苏醒的话
if we're not alert
我们以为 神也在那里称赞罗伯安。
It seems like God is praising Rehoboam there.
因为二十三节那里是这样说。
Because in verse 23 there it reads,
罗伯安的办事精明。
And he dealt wisely.
罗伯安是一个办事很精明的人。
It seems like, oh, Rehoboam acted very wisely.
他把事情处理得很好，很妥当。
Oh, he acted very wisely and took care of all the things very wisely.
还不错了。
Then he's not that bad.
弟兄姊妹，看清楚。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
神说他这个精明。
It says that he dealt wisely.
是怎么样的精明呢？
What did he act so wisely?
我想我提一个例子，弟兄姊妹，你马上你就领会。
I think I'll mention this example, then you understand.
那弟兄姊妹，你记得在创世纪里头，不是有一个人的名字叫做尼禄吗？
Now, brothers and sisters, you remember this person named Nimrod in Genesis.
他是作为当时的一个英雄。
You can say that he was the hero of old.
他建立了巴比伦和那个尼尼维。
That he built the cities of Babylon and Nineveh.
这在人家眼中看来，这个人不但是精明，并且很有权力。
According to man's view, then not only did he act very wisely, he was very powerful.
但是神怎么记录他呢？
But what did God remember him? His recording.
那里说,
There it says,
尼禄在耶和华面前是一个有名的猎户。
That, before God, he was like a hunter.
他只会打猎。
Now he's only like a hunter.
神看来看去他只会打猎。
In God's view, Nimrod was only like a hunter.
好像成吉思汗只会关东射大丢。
And it's just like Genghis Khan, he can only shoot the condors.
我们感谢我们的主。
Now, brothers and sisters, we thank our Lord.
读到这一个地方的时候,
when we read this place,
你看到神给罗伯安的那一个判评语,
you can see the evaluation which God gives Rehoboam.
就是他办事精明。
He dealt wisely.
但是是什么办什么事精明呢？
What kind of things did he deal very wisely?
办人的事精明。
He dealt wisely with man's matters.
怎么精明法呢？
Now what did he do?
那一段话就是说的。
It tells us in verse 23.
他找了好多个老婆。
He desired many wives.
他特别喜欢一个人，其中的一个。
He really loved one.
这个是不是最小的儿子，给他养了一个不是最小的儿子，也是小儿子门当中的一个。
Now, even though it may not be the youngest son, it was among one of the youngest sons.
怎么轮也轮不到他来做太子。
And it wouldn't be his youngest son or one of his youngest sons to become the royal prince.
但因为他是很爱那一个妻子。
But because Rehoboam loved the wife who begot that son.
这一个妻子生的那个儿子做太子。
So he made the son of this beloved wife to be the royal prince.
所以他就在那里处理这件事情。
So, and that's what he did.
他怎么处理法呢？
What did he do?
为其他的儿子们讨了好多个老婆。
So he desired many wives for his sons.
然后又把他们分封到耶路撒冷以外去。
And he gave them titles and dispersed them throughout the land of Judah.
那这样就把他们整个的那个，众人来说就是一些这个政治的力量拆散在全地。
In other words, then he dealt wisely by spreading his political powers throughout the land.
按人来看，他的确很精明。
According to man, it seems like he acted very wisely.
但是这个事情在神的眼中是神所认为不太对的。
But in God's view, this is not right.
因为他是为了满足他自己的想法。
Because Rehoboam did this to satisfy his own way of thinking.
而做了这样的事情。
That he did this.
好了。
Now.
那你就看到罗伯安王是这样的一个人。
We can see this is such an individual Rehoboam is.
他很懂心计。
That he knows how to deal wisely with people's hearts.
他很会运用权谋。
He knows how to use his power and his schemes.
那所以起初那个我利未人跟一些以色列人回来的时候，那他在那一个浪潮的底下， 他好像也就跟着那个潮流走了三年。
Therefore, upon the return of the Levites and the people from the northern kingdom, it seems like he followed the flow for 3 years.
十二章就说到了。
Chapter 12 says,
国一建立。
When he established his kingdom,
稍微强盛起来的时候,
when he strengthened himself,
他就离弃耶和华的律法。
Then he forsook the law of the Lord.
你留意了。
You can take note.
起初扶持, 起初来引动他要跟随耶和华的心思来行走的那一批以色列人翻过来给他来影响了。
Now then, initially the group that led the revival or the blessing of the Lord now has been influenced by Rehoboam.
那弟兄姊妹注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
他头三年,
the first 3 years, he was strong.
因为那一件事情了。
Because of what happened.
但那三年过了。
But now after those 3 years,
比较坚定了。
When his kingdom is established,
他就忘记了神。
He forgot about God.
他就不再跟随神。
He did not follow God.
但神没有放神没有放弃他。
But God did not forsake him.
在十一章的里头，神是间接的来提醒他。
In chapter 11, God reminded him indirectly.
也现在到了十二章的里边的那个那段历史的时候。
In the history of chapter 12,
神就不再间接的来提醒他。
God no longer reminds him indirectly.
神就直接的来管教他了。
God directly disciplines him.
或者是直接来鞭打他了。
Or directly scourges him.
那他就神就兴起埃及王来对付他。
God rose up the king of Egypt against him.
那埃及的军兵进入犹大的时候几乎可以说攻无不克的。
Now, for the army of Egypt, when they came against Israel, it was, they were they were able to conquer everything.
现在攻到耶路撒冷来了。
Now they have come to Jerusalem.
罗伯安一点办法都没有。
Rehoboam had no way.
在这一个时候。
At this time,
神就打发一个先知来了。
God sent the prophet.
就告诉他。
And said to him,
你们知道为什么发生这个事吗？
Do you know why this happened?
因为你们离弃我的。
Because you forsook me, forsook my law.
所以我就兴起埃及王来对付你们。
So I rose up the king of Egypt against you.
如果你们还不回转过来呢？
If you still do not repent.
更糟糕的事情还在后头。
Then what is even worse will come about.
当时情势实在是很不容易承担。
Now when this cannot be bared anymore.
所以罗伯安王和当时犹大的上层的人他们就被迫的谦卑下来。
And so then Rehoboam and all his people were forced to humble themselves.
他们都在那里承认神这样对付我们神是公义的。
And they can only humble themselves that God is righteous for dealing this way with us.
但是这个话不一定是从心里发出来的。
But of course, these words may not be from truly from their heart.
就算是这样。
And even so,
神也接受他们这样的一个自卑。
God accepted them humbling themselves.
所以那个先知又来对他们说。
Then the prophet came again saying to them,
他们会得拯救的。
They will have deliverance.
我不会把怒气倒在耶路撒冷。
That God's wrath will not be poured out upon Jerusalem.
但是有一件事情我一定要做的。
But, there's one thing I must do.
犹大王一定要做埃及王的仆人。
That the king of Judah will be servant to the king of Egypt.
让他们知道，那这个是第八节。
That's verse 8.
让他们知道服侍我。与服侍外邦人有何分别？
That they may know my service and the service of the kingdoms of the countries.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
很显然你看到这个是神的管教。
Very evidently we see this is the discipline of God.
因为神管教的目的也在这里
And
宣告出来了。
The purpose of God's discipline is also spoken here.
那我们留意到耶利米书的时候 神借着耶利米也对犹大的百姓说过这样的话。
We remember also in the book of Jeremiah that God spoke these words to the people.
神说我可以赦免你们的罪。
God says I can forgive your transgressions.
但是我不能不罚你们。
But I must discipline you.
现在神在这里对罗伯安说的话是同样的。
Here the words of God to Rehoboam is the same.
耶路撒冷一定会给攻破。
Jerusalem will be broken.
但是我不允许你们受埃及人过分的欺负。
I will not allow for the Egyptians to harm you too much.
但是你们必须要做埃及人的仆人。
But you must be their servants.
这样
Therefore,
你们就知道服侍我跟服侍外邦人那个分别在什么地方。
You will know the difference between my service and the service to the kingdom of countries.
你们喜欢服侍外邦人呢，还是乐意服侍神。
Then you will know if you are pleased to serve God or the Gentiles.
你们以为服侍神是小事。
Now do not think the service to God is something very minor.
我服侍也或者不服侍那个操之在我。
That it is not in your own power to whether to decide to serve God or not.
我喜欢我就服侍神。
If I decide and I'm pleased, I will serve God.
我不喜欢就不服侍神。
If I'm not happy to, then I will not serve God.
神就让他看到一件事。
God showed them.
你不服侍神的时候，你就一定要服侍人。
If you do not serve God, you will serve man.
当你一服侍人的时候，你就知道服侍人的滋味是什么。
If you serve man, then you will come to know how it feels like to serve man.
那所以神做了这样的宣告。
So God made this proclamation.
因此，耶路撒冷是给攻破了。
Yes, Jerusalem was subdued.
那埃及王进了耶路撒冷以后
，After the king of Egypt came into Jerusalem,
就把神的圣殿和王宫里头所有的宝物都带走了。
He took all the treasures of the palace and all the treasures of the temple.
所罗门所制造的那些金盾牌啊，也都带走了。
He also carried away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made.
不过也就像神所说的。
Just as God said.
他没有让埃及人占领以色列犹大。
He did not allow for the Egyptians to occupy Judah.
埃及人全走光。
All the Egyptians left.
虽然是全走光
even though they left,
但是犹大从那个时候开始
but from that point on,
他就要听命在埃及王的手上
Judah had to obey under the voice of Egypt.
犹大的国势也不再强盛了
No longer was the power of Judah strong.
所以你看到一件事很有意思
So you see, this is very interesting.
所罗门本来做了好那好几百个那个两百个那个金盾牌放在圣殿里。
No, Solomon had made 200 shields of gold in the temple.
现在都给埃及人拿光了。
Now they were all carried away.
所罗门这个罗伯安王就另外用铜来造了那些盾牌放在原来的位置。
Then what Rehoboam did was that he made shields of brass and put it back in its place.
很有意思。
It's very interesting.
很显然你就看到犹大的国势一落千丈啊。
Very evidently, you can see the power of Israel, how greatly it has fallen.
从前是金子。
Before it was gold.
现在是铜。
Now it's brass.
如果我们要从属灵的含义上面去看。
If we look at this from a spiritual viewpoint.
但是我不敢说这里有属灵的含义。
I can't say that this has spiritual meaning in this way.
不过你就是用属灵的含义去看的话，也不会说太抵触原则。
But if we do look at it from a spiritual viewpoint, it would not undermine the principle too greatly.
如果你说金子就是神的荣耀。
If you say gold is the glory of God.
那现在神的荣耀没有了。
Now we say there's no more glory of God there.
罗伯安就用铜来制造一些盾牌放回原处。
What Rehoboam did was make shields of brass and put it back in its place.
那铜是什么
？Now what is bronze?
如果你说属灵含义上面，铜就是审判嘛。
You say the spiritual meaning of bronze then is judgment.
从前我们天天在这里彰显神的荣耀。
Before daily here we can see the glory of God.
现在我们天天在这里面对神的审判。
Here what we face daily is the judgment of God.
我们把这个属灵的光景放在当时的罗伯安身上。
Now, if we're to put the spiritual condition in the days of Rehoboam during that time, it is very appropriate. Perhaps in history it may not have this meaning. Even if there was this connotation there, it is not for us to wonder. We thank God. That is what happened to Rehoboam. And that was his reign, his life. Verse 14. And he did evil. That is his evaluation. Because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. Brothers and sisters, this is a very solemn matter.
One,
when they live before God, as their days are filled, God will give an evaluation. And the evaluation is he did evil. What did he do evil? Because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. Brothers and sisters, these words are very serious. We think that doing evil is doing this bad thing, that bad thing. It may not be he did something evil or wicked.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意啊。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
十二节的末了,
at the end of verse 12,
说到罗伯安啊, 在犹大人中, 自从神那一次给他管教以后啊,
it said,
他在犹大人中间, 也做了一点有益善的事,
it says there that after that discipline of God, that he did something that was somewhat good.
但是他做了有一善的事,
even though he did some good things,
不等于他立定心智寻求耶和华。
Even though there are some things that were good, it does not mean that he prepared his heart to seek the Lord. He still did not have the will, the desire to seek after the Lord. Very apparently, we can see Rehoboam is someone who will just merely get by as long as he gets by. If God gives him discipline, he'll take that. After he takes the discipline, he will not return and repent.
那结果呢?
As the result,
神给他的那个鉴定就是,
the evaluation then,
行恶的,
he did evil.
哦,弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
当神在历代志里头来评定犹大的王的时候,
when God evaluates the kings in the Chronicles,
那些评定,
all those evaluations,
都是有深意在哪里,
they all have deep meaning.
我们不要把它作为平常的一般的评语来留意,
let us not take those evaluations very lightly and see it as a common evaluation.
因为你认真看来, 罗伯安也没有做了什么大的恶事嘛?
Because when we look at it from man's view, Rehoboam didn't do anything really wicked or evil.
你就放到列王记那边去, 他是做了一些不好的事, 但是跟其他的王比较起来, 他还算是温温和和的嘛?
If we look at the details in Kings, then perhaps he did do something bad, but compared to the other kings, that's very mild.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, we must take note.
不是人怎么看我们,
it's not how man views us.
我们要留意的是神怎么看我们,
we must pay attention to how God views us.
这个从所罗门一直到罗伯安,
from Solomon to Rehoboam, we can see this.
我们盼望神让我们 很真实的能领会,
may God truly allow for us to understand
为什么他用圣灵, 他的灵记上了列王记, 又要好像差不多重复的来记下历代志,
Why is it that God will use the Holy Spirit to record Kings and also record Chronicles when it seems like they are recording the same thing? And now we will somewhat see it and understand the difference. And may this difference constantly give us enlightenment. I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.